G6 world powers meet in Geneva today with Iranian representatives for a new round of negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. And as they meet, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, spoke out today in support of the talks, though he insisted that there are limits to concessions his country will make. Negotiations have primarily focused on the size and output of Iran's enrichment program, both sides making their positions clear, Iran long insisting that it is only pursuing nuclear energy, medical treatments, and research, the U.S. and its allies fearing that Iran might turn material, including enriched uranium, into weapons. Yesterday, President Obama, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, stressed that this round of negotiations is for an interim agreement to allow all parties to test Iran's real intentions while keeping key economic sanctions in place. The president said Iran's economy is severely strained, with oil production down by half and the country losing billions in revenue because of restrictions on trade. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Geneva. Peter, I'll start with, how big a deal is it, in your view, that the Ayatollah has given something of a seal of approval?
Well, anytime he endorses these talks, that is good news for Mohammad Javad Zarif, the foreign minister, and his team of negotiators. All final decisions on matters nuclear in Iran stop with the Ayatollah, and he has nixed past deals. There was a fuel swap agreement a few years ago that he didn't like, and it was scuttled immediately. So his word is extremely important if there is to be a deal. Now, he was speaking not long after Foreign Minister Zarif gave an interview in which he said Iran might not insist on its right to enrich being recognized by the other side, by the international side. That has been a longstanding condition of Iran. And he said, well, we know this is an inalienable right according to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which we signed, so it's not necessary that the other side formally recognize it. So the Ayatollah's comments coming after that, still endorse these talks, but also in the same speech warning that the negotiators must not cross red lines. So it still remains to be seen if they come back with fudging this right to enrich issue, whether he will accept that or not.
Well, and also in that same speech, referring to Israel as a rabid dog. And Israel, of course, has been very suspicious of the talks. Where is Israel in this equation?
There is, as always, a diversity of opinion in Israel, but in the leadership, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's view, this is a very bad deal. He never ceases to make that one of the first things he says on this subject, and that's because he remembers Secretary of State John Kerry repeatedly saying, no deal is better than a bad deal. So Mr. Netanyahu is now saying, well, this is a bad deal, in my opinion. The U.S. so far doesn't agree. But this kind of criticism is something that the U.S. pays a lot of attention to, and they spend a lot of time briefing Israeli officials on what they're doing.
Well, Saudi Arabia is also unhappy about the talks, so Israel isn't alone in that. But remind us, there were hopes for a deal 2 weeks ago. We remember Secretary of State John Kerry suddenly showing up at the negotiations, and then there were reports that France said the deal didn't go far enough. Kerry denied that. But do we know what happened then, and if it's been resolved?
Negotiators on this so-called 5+1, these six countries, are always talking about their unity. And when they face against Iran at the table, it has held remarkably well, considering the different geopolitical views and vantage points of these six nations. However, that doesn't mean there aren't differences. Negotiators are quite loath to air those publicly. But we do know that the P5+1 spends a lot of time among itself trying to get its own story straight and having its ducks in a row before it goes to meet with Foreign Minister Zarif and the Iranians. And as you mentioned, there were some cracks in the unity last time, a couple weeks ago. France took a hard line and then began leaking certain details about what was going on, the first time that's really happened. So this is an ongoing question.
Well, and senators from both parties here in the U.S. sent a letter to Kerry saying they were troubled by the outlines of this interim deal. Yesterday, President Obama spoke to the Wall Street Journal and said, in effect, that he would say to all parties, look, let's just try it. Just try this interim deal for 6 months, and I promise that as president, I won't let Iran get weapons. Trying to assuage the critics, how important are the senators in the U.S. as these talks begin?
Well, opposition from Capitol Hill is not to be dismissed because these members of Congress have power to derail the talks simply by imposing new sanctions. But there are comments coming from all sides. A veteran diplomat, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Brent Scowcroft, they have their own letter saying this effort is a good thing. But just as we saw the supreme leader of Iran making conservative remarks to appease the conservatives in Tehran, we're also seeing some fairly tough talk on the U.S. side trying to keep Congress at bay.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Geneva as the new talks regarding Iran's nuclear program begin there. Peter, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.